Hey, how you doing?
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
A little surprised to come to the team that took Clawson?
No, just from the whole process, you know, I think I've meshed well and connected well with the whole Carolina staff. And for me, you know, it was something that you know, as a player, you want to be comfortable in the environment that you're going in. And I felt extremely comfortable, you know, around the coaching staff. And you know, I just feel extremely blessed, you know, to be given an opportunity. You know, all you're looking for as a quarterback is an opportunity to go in and compete. And I'm thankful that I have that.
Tony, that were, you know, some people, you know, I mean, in predicting where you might go, it was really all over the map. And some said as early as the second or third, or are you surprised that you lasted as long as you did?
It was so hard leading up to the draft because there's so many different projections. And you know, my agent kind of gave me a second to sixth round window just to, you know, not to get our hopes up or to be antsy. But, you know, the hardest part was just sitting by your phone for 2 days straight. You know, that's the only crazy part. But for me, you know, just having an opportunity to play in the NFL and obviously a thing that's been a dream of mine since a kid, and you know, now I'm going to get that opportunity is a blessing, and I'm thankful, you know, to even be drafted.
What about coming here, though, to a place where, you know, they got Moore, who, you know, has started a few games, and, you know, but Jimmy obviously was, you know, supposed to go top 10 or 15, but he went in the second round. Does it feel like sort of a, you know, it's an uphill climb for you now?
No, you know, I've been faced with situations in my career, you know, at UC and you know, even at Reading High School here in Cincinnati, where, you know, nothing's ever given to you. And as a quarterback, you know, it's not the most popular guy, but the guy that's going to come in and work, and whether that's, you know, Matt Moore or Hunter Campbell or Jimmy Clauser or myself, you know, it's going to be a good competition. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure it'll be live at times, but, you know, off the field, you got to develop a relationship with those guys because they're going to be your teammates as well as your competition.
Do you know Hunter? Because I don't know if you guys played one another in college.
Yeah, actually, his senior year, my junior year, we played against each other. And also, he's with the same agency as me, and he came out to California to train with me a little bit. So I've had a chance to meet him and then talk with him a little bit.
You talked about how you connected with the Carolina staff. When did they start talking with you, and to what extent did those conversations go?
Really, it started at the Senior Bowl when I went to the Senior Bowl and competed. And after that, you know, I had an individual meeting at the Combine with the whole Carolina staff. And right from there, you know, I knew that it was a place that I was, you know, excited about and a place that I saw as an opportunity. And, you know, I came in and, you know, they all attended my pro day. And really after pro day, I was able to, you know, to go out and you know, have lunch with Coach Shear and just talk to him and talk football and also, you know, let him get to know me on a personal level. And you know, just from there, you know, the relationship really grew and then, you know, led to today.
Tony, could you just kind of talk about your development as a quarterback? I mean, it kind of came along as the Cincinnati program's on the rise, and just what it was like to kind of build one, you know, up like that.
It was an unbelievable journey for me, and the biggest part for me, you know, I grew up in Cincinnati, and to be able to have an opportunity to change the Cincinnati Bearcats and move that program on the rise and be a part of that was an unbelievable accomplishment, and you know, I look at it the same way now as to come in and you know, whether I'm the, you know, the starter or last on the depth chart, but to push that team and to push the other guys to bring Carolina, you know, up to the top and keep them there.
Tony, in terms of just, you know, your durability and stuff, you know, there have been some questions about, you know, some injuries over the last few years. What's your feeling about that?
I mean, the only durability of the issue that was my left forearm. And obviously, you know, it broke the first time. And you know, the only reason we think for the second break is the plate they installed the first time was too small. And since I've had the bigger plate installed, there's been no problems. And you know, once you go through a combine and 32 teams try to pull the plate out of your arm and check every other party, you know, I think I'm pretty confident as far as, you know, having that clean bill of health and moving forward.
In terms of your weight, you know, you got that big height thing. Have teams talked to you about wanting you to put on a little more weight?
Yeah, that was a major talk. And you know, I visited the Bengals last week and weighed in at the Bengals at 227. And you know, that's, you know, I want to be at a point of about 230, 235, but at a good plain weight. You know, don't go in there and get sloppy, but still be able to move around and make plays out of the pocket as well.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.